All had been peaceful in Inanti for as long as people could remember, but there came a time when discord crept quietly into the land. It came when the council fell into disagreement about whom the leader, Efron, should marry. He was already in love with Quella, a beautiful, wise woman who had been by his side in the citadel for several years. Everyone knew they were lovers, and that their bond was deep and precious. But a proposal of marriage had come from across the sea. The king of Teo was offering his daughter to the leader of Inanti, and, with this union, advantageous trading terms and diplomatic ties. The council was split. Half advised him to marry his lover, a proven aide, while the others urged him to accept the proposed marriage from afar. A disputatious campaign ensued, with each side constantly needling Efron to accept its own recommendations, while warning him against those of the other camp. The pressure told on him. He started to behave erratically. His judgment faltered. He felt the opposing pulls of being a man in love and the leader of his nation, and he remained caught in indecision. Eventually, those in the council who opposed his relationship with Quella conspired to make Efron believe that her love for him had died and that she had abandoned him. They took her captive and rode with her for many days to the very edge of the land, where they chained her to the wall of a cave by the sea.